Charmaine Broughton is on the phone. You are a Canadian chef. You are a TV chef. You're a celebrity. You're a big deal, and it's always a great to get you on the phone on my show.
Thanks so much, Kev. Well, it is always a pleasure to chat food with you and your listeners.
So one of the, you know, we were talking before we went to air, and one of the great gifts you can give is straight from your kitchen.
Well, I have three fabulous ideas for the listeners, and the great thing about these recipes is even if you are terrible in the kitchen, I guarantee that you will be able to recreate them all with ease. And bonus, they all use pantry staple items, so things that likely you will already have on hand, so you know you won't be having to shop at a number of different stores just to get messy in the kitchen to recreate a gift from the kitchen. Starting with gift number one, which is my double-decker gingerbread fudge. Yes, you heard that correct.
Wow.
And it's really just a matter of melting down some bittersweet chocolate and some sweetened condensed milk and putting it into a 8-inch square baking pan, letting that chill. And then your second layer is some white chocolate with some sweetened condensed milk, a little bit of molasses, and then, of course, all of those gingerbread spices. And then you pour that layer on top of the chocolate layer, let it chill, and you cut into it. And they are like little works of art. And I have pictures up on my website so the listeners can go to my website for the recipes and all of the visuals.
What is that website so people can go if they want to have their mouth watering visually and after listening to you talk about them?
So it's CharmaineBroughton.com. And I just want to say, so also, I have a whole chapter in my brand new cookbook dedicated to homemade gifts from the kitchen, because when my children were younger, they were in a lot of sports. And of course, you know, at Christmas time, we had to buy for teachers and coaches and so on. And we didn't have a lot of extra money. So I had them come into the kitchen with me and recreate, you know, homemade gifts. And it was just a great way to bond with them. And now it's just become a tradition, so much so that I dedicated a whole chapter of my new cookbook to homemade gifts from the kitchen. Do we have time to talk about a couple more?
Of course we do. And by the way, your kids' teachers and stuff must have just been pumped to see them walk through the classroom because they knew they were getting treats at Christmas time.
Well, they really were. And, you know, it's funny because when I had to originally make the homemade gifts, I felt a little bit embarrassed and a little bit of shame back then because, you know, teachers were getting elaborate gifts from some of the students. But like I said, the teachers just appreciated the homemade aspect of it so much that it has now just become a tradition, and now I just pride myself on making homemade gifts from the kitchen.
Which you should, and you said you have two more. Let's go with the next one. What is it?
And the second recipe is my homemade caramel rum sauce. It is absolutely delicious. There's nothing but pantry staple items, brown sugar, butter, some 35% cream. You're going to heat that up on the stovetop, let it boil for a couple of minutes. Then you're going to add in your rum. You could keep it alcohol-free, so you certainly don't have to add the rum. But just that little bit of good quality rum just adds a nice little oomph to this sauce, which is wonderful on top of some, you know, real vanilla bean ice cream. Absolutely decadent. Even drizzled on top of maybe a cheesecake or a piece of Christmas cake. And it, again, like nothing but pantry staple items, and you can pour it into a jar, put a nice ribbon on it, and ta-da, you've got another homemade gift from the kitchen.
Which is outstanding. Rum sauce, it's not Christmas without a little bit of it. And you've got one more for us, and I can only imagine it's delightful.
It really is, and this one I recommend maybe if you have a real foodie in your life who loves, you know, bold flavors. So this is my dark chocolate peanut rosemary and cayenne bark. So it literally is a mouthful. But all of those flavors just work really well together. So you're going to melt down some dark chocolate, add some peanuts and chopped fresh rosemary, a hint of cayenne pepper, and some dried cherries as well, and some peanuts. Stir it all together, put it on a baking sheet lined with parchment paper, and then sprinkle the top with some sea salt, chill it, and like the flavors will literally just explode in your mouth. The fresh rosemary works really well with the dark chocolate, and then you get the hit of cayenne, but then you've got the sweetness of the dried fruit and the creaminess of the peanuts. It's just like a party in your mouth, and it will be a party in your kitchen when you're recreating all of these recipes as well.
That's true. And if people are interested in getting your recipes, you said you have a cookbook coming out, but where can they go get them right now?
Yeah, so you can go to my website, charmingbroughton.com, and I have all of the recipes with pictures up on my website. So I encourage everybody to roll up their sleeves, get a little bit messy in the kitchen this holiday season, and give a gift, you know, from the heart as well as the kitchen, because you put that little personal touch on these gifts as well.
And you can get it through her website at mystratfordnow.com. One final question, Char, and I'm asking you this because you're a chef extraordinaire. Can you make fruitcake that would actually taste good?
Kev, I make a fabulous fruitcake, and now I'm upset because I normally make fruitcake every single year, but I make it at like the very beginning of November, and then every day I brush it with booze, and honestly, after one little piece come December, you can hardly walk a straight line. But I didn't make it this year. Now I'm disappointed.
I'm going to guess you might be the one person to get fruitcake from, and you would actually be excited about it.
It's the recipe that I use is absolutely amazing, but I think it has something to do with the month's worth of brandy and rum that I brush on it daily as well.
Well, yeah, that usually does brighten up a party.
Oh, Kev, thank you so much for having me on.